Lakeside County Sheriff John F. Booker. Good morning, Sheriff.
Hey, good morning. Middle of the week already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Loving that. And it seems to be flying right by, Sheriff.
It does. And, you know, they're saying maybe some rain to knock down some of this dirt. And we definitely need it.
We do. We do. I think, you know, like I said, I think, what is it, starting tomorrow night maybe? And then there's a chance, like a pretty decent chance, about 50% chance for the foreseeable future. Friday through Wednesday is what they're saying right now. And the thing to remember here is, if it's, say, if it's 30% chance of rain, there's going to be rain, but it's only going to be for 30% of the listening or viewing area. Like if you watch the weather on TV or you listen to it on the radio, that's what that means. So there's going to be rain. Some of us are going to get it. Probably some of us aren't, you know. So as to where if it's a 80% chance like Friday, that means 80% of us in the listening area would get it. So somebody's getting some rain, Sheriff.
And, you know, every day somebody gets rain somewhere.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, you would think anyway. I wonder if there's ever been a day in recorded weather history where it didn't rain anywhere. You know, like the whole country?
Yeah. But it seems like there's so many places, you know, where it's really warm, will rain for a half hour and then get humid as heck the mm-hmm. rest of the day. But yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. And so in Maui, every afternoon, not every afternoon, but afternoons, if there was any kind of clouds, they would usually cloud up in the West Maui Mountains and do like a light rain in the mountains and then kind of around them. And it would, that's about the only time you ever feel humidity there. Is that couple hours when it would rain, you'd feel a little bit of the humidity down in the valley and then it would go away. And that was, that's why they call it perfect weather, I guess. Dave Harrison joins the show today, the Methuselah of Conservation. Got all kinds of questions I want to ask him about. We had a hawthorn bush out near our garden. You ever have one of those, Sheriff? You know what that is?
No clue.
The thorns on this thing, it looks like a kaave tree, which is another Hawaii thing. They used to plant it on the beaches. The missionaries planted it on the beaches when they first got there to try and get the natives to stop running around naked. And the thorns, I'm not kidding. And the thorns on these things are like 2 inches long. And this bush was in our, you know, woods, right on the edge of our woods by our garden. And I'm like, this does not look normal. Why is this here? So my wife checked it out and that's what it was. So I'm going to ask Dave Harrison about that. I took it out and it said to not even burn it because it would still spread because it's highly invasive. So we just threw it away and maybe there'll be some hawthorn bushes in the dump or something. I don't know. But I also want to ask him about, this carbon capture thing out in Galva. A lot of the residents, and now I saw the Galva, the head of the Henry County Emergency Management System or team or whatever is asking for a moratorium on a decision on this thing because they want to, I mean, I'm pretty ignorant here, guys, but I, from what I understand, they want to inject like 725,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide into the ground in Galva. And that's what this company does. And that's what these folks are talking about. So I'm going to try to get some more information on just what that means from Dave Harrison and what he knows about it. And, you know, Lord knows he'll know. He's bringing 40 years of experience to the show. We love having him every time. And I maybe we might hear from my son this morning later on in the show. Of course, he's out in California doing all his hiking thing. He's in Yosemite right now. He has been for the last 2 days. I haven't heard from him, which he told me was probable. Probably wouldn't hear from him until later this morning. So we'll see if we get him. If not, we'll try and get him later in the week. Let's see, Sheriff. Well, probably the best thing I saw yesterday was a video of a dog in the dark out in the backyard trying to go potty. And it was a white dog. And he was trying to pass through his system a toy that glowed that he had eaten. And so... Yeah, you can just imagine what that looks like, especially in the dark. And I believe he was successful in passing it through, but it's a pretty hilarious video. If anybody gets a chance, I'm sure if you just Google, you know, dog pooping light up toy, you'll probably get to see it. And I was thinking that's probably what the rest of the NFL is doing right now. crapping a glow-up toy when they heard that not only did the Rams trade for Myles Garrett, but now Aaron Donald sounds like he's coming back to join him. And that is going to be one scary defensive line.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even hear that trade.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, Myles Garrett got traded to the Rams, and then he had Cake Stan Kurt on for a few minutes yesterday talking about the trades. And then he was the first person I heard from about the Aaron Donald thing. And then by yesterday afternoon, it was all over the media that, Aaron Donald, he's still in shape. He said he needs to get into a little bit better football shape, but based on he's coming back, and that team is going to be insane. Absolutely insane. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, yeah, I'm sure every offensive coordinator probably needed some Tums after they heard that. Let's see some world news stuff. So it's back on, in Iran. Iran started firing missiles in the direction of countries with U.S. bases in the Persian Gulf. We fired back. So then they decided to go ahead and fire missiles at the Kuwaiti airport, which has left, from what I saw, 63 injured and at least one dead. Couldn't find any of this, really in our domestic media, got on foreign media, but whatever. They had pictures of the Kuwaiti airport and stuff. So Iran targeting civilian hubs is not, nobody in Iran's losing sleep over that. They don't care about stuff like that. So I don't know. Hopefully it's probably going to get a little worse before it gets better, but just keep all of our men and women proudly, bravely serving our country in your thoughts and prayers today. And for all those folks with loved ones over there in the Strait of Hormuz right now, we're thinking about you and hang in there. I saw also the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, Bill Pulte, is now the Director of National Intelligence. Kind of a strange crossover on jobs there, Sheriff.
Yeah, that is strange, isn't it?
Yeah. It'd almost be like, you know, if your janitor at the sheriff's office was your best good buddy, but he was the janitor, but you decided to make him deputy sheriff, even though he had no law enforcement experience, because he's loyal and he's your buddy. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've already run out all the leaders in the military, or a lot of them. The head of the Army, head of the Navy, I believe, as well. And maybe even somebody in the Marine Corps. And I don't know. Historically speaking, when leaders do this, it typically doesn't work. You have a lot of problems because loyalists to whoever are going to do their best to make that person happy, but oftentimes they're put in positions they don't know what's going on. And I feel like we're doing a lot of that right now, especially with our military, which is not really great considering we're involved in a handful of skirmishes around the world. So I don't know. Good luck to Bill Pulte. I hope he does a great job. Maybe he's been, studying up or something. Elon Musk, Sheriff, is so rich. There's a huge story in the Wall Street Journal about him. So SpaceX went IPO, initial public offering, brought in all kinds of money, made him a lot richer. He is currently worth $970 billion. Okay? That's almost a trillion, which is more than any. They even did an inflation setup on John D. Rockefeller, who was worth billions at the turn of the 20th century, like back in 1900, and he would have only been worth about $500 billion. Musk made more than that just on his pre-IPO stake in SpaceX. So he is, Bezos is worth $276, Larry Ellison's worth $243, Zuckles is worth $219, Musk is worth $970 billion. You could add the next three richest guys together, and they're still quite a bit short of what Musk makes or is worth. And they had the little Musk-o-meter in here. Okay, so I opened this story, Sheriff, at, does it give me a... No, it was about 5:30 this morning, okay? Since then, all right, since 5:30 this morning, so there's the Musk-o-meter in this story on the Wall Street Journal. Since 5:30 this morning, Elon Musk has made $1.7 billion.
How much money do you think he carries in his wallet?
Probably $100. You know, probably, what do you, you know, cash money's not a big deal. I don't see him as a guy with a, you know, you got the guy with a backpack with a million cash in it or anything. I'm sure he has a lot of cash around if he needs it, you know, available in different places or whatever. But, yeah, he probably doesn't carry much money on him, I wouldn't think. You couldn't imagine a person like that being in a situation where he would really need cash. You know what I mean? It's hard for me to imagine Elon Musk, you know, stranded in a 300-person town with a gas station like in the middle of New Mexico or something. We, you know, with no phone, no way to get. I mean, it just, I just don't see that happening. Yeah, now we're almost up to 1.8 billion already. We'll check in on this later, before we're done talking to you, Sheriff, and see how much money he's worth by then. Maybe we'll even make that the give me a number. But it's kind of incredible. In fact, it's very incredible. So since he was 1995, okay, 31 years ago, which is when he co-founded his first big company, which I don't even remember the name of that one, but then he got into PayPal and then he sold PayPal and then it kind of just, you know, blew up from there. But he makes on average $59,492 per minute. 3.6 million per hour. And this is just on average. So the Muskometer they got going right now is actually what he's making right now because he's kind of at a peak of his wealth. 85.7 million a day, 602 million a week, 2.6 billion a month, and 31.3 billion a year. This is since 1995 on average. We're all slackers, Sheriff.
I'm trying to put my head around this. This is incredible money, and you and I, we would be sharing it with everyone. I don't know if he does.
I would buy the Bears. I would buy the Bears.
Yeah.
I would, I don't know. I don't know if I would. If I did buy the Bears, my next big question would be, do I go to Indiana or do I stay in Arlington Heights? But, which we don't have a good answer on that either. Although, Tony McCombie is going to be on the show tomorrow at 8:30. So hopefully she can shine a light on what we can expect here moving forward. Or if the Bears deal is really just done, they just don't want to say that publicly. Have you heard any back channel kind of news on that, Sheriff?
No, but I got to, you think the Bears are just doing this to keep publicity? I mean, we had a great season. We want everyone coming out to watch the Bears. All along, they knew they were going to stay in Arlington Heights, but they need publicity.
I don't think that. I don't either,
but I thought maybe that could be.
I mean, maybe. But like you said, they had a good season. You got the one of the bigger names in the NFL, young player in Caleb Williams. You know, I don't think that's it. I think the state of Illinois is just broken. Our leadership is broken, and the way we do things in the state is as bass-ackwards as anything I've ever seen. We still, and Tony McCombie will also be unpacking some of the new taxes and just kind of all the things that went through the budget bill that, of course, was passed at 4 a.m. because that's the only time you can reasonably pass a bill for your state, right, Sheriff?
Yes, but AD, I got a breaking news.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my driveway, and three deer run across my front yard.
Oh, wow. Big ones, little ones?
Yeah, they look like medium-sized ones.
Very cool. Very cool. They probably don't even know you're in the car.
Looking at me like, what are you doing there?
Why are you in the car? Usually when we come through here, you're not there.
Right. And, you know, my household and my daughter, they're like, we got deer in our neighborhood. I'm like, no, we don't. There's no way deer come in our neighborhood. We got Gronk and Colt 45. There's no way any animals would come around with them. But I'm wrong again.
Yeah. Yeah. Just as, yeah, especially when you have daughters, you just got to start saying that more and more, Sheriff. Yeah. Nice picture, too. Nice
and
picture.
And now they're running right back at me.
Oh, man.
Wow. This is worth the day.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
That's cool. That is cool. You're like, caught in the middle of nature out there.
Yeah, like yesterday I go to Simcoe because they had a fire. I, you know, one of their piles was burning. They got it under control. I'm walking up because I didn't want to take my car down there and get it all dirty, and this guy goes, hey, what are you coming here for? You're not gonna do no work. And I'm like, oh, no, this guy's going to give me a hard time.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you're right. I'm not. I'm just coming to get my steps in and walk down there. He's like, hey, you don't know me from the man on the moon. He says, I drive a truck from East Dubuque to Simcoe every day. He says, I listen to you guys on the radio every day. He says, you do a great job. Keep it up.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. I love that.
We might be up to 20 by now, I think.
Maybe. But maybe. And I want to remind everybody, too, sorry to hear about the Simcoe fire. I know they've done a pretty good job here recently of kind of keeping those down, but they do a lot of good. They donate their dumpster, their time, their energy, their resources, their diesel fuel to let us run our can drive. And then they come and pick it up at their cost. They cut us checks for charities. It's and the last one was for Riverbend Food Bank. And I need to call that lady and find out exactly how much it was for. But yeah. Great. If you're going to scrap, please scrap with Simcoe. We appreciate what they're doing for us and certainly something they didn't have to do. And thanks to Ron, who listens every day, for getting us hooked up with that. All right. You think Elon Musk does much scrapping, Sheriff?
You think he does much shopping?
Oh, no.
He pays somebody to go get his stuff or deliver
Or
whatever.
Well, they say he works 16 hours a day, and I don't know if that's actually true, but for someone like him, you're kind of always working, sort of like you, where you might be at, you know, Colt 45's football game, but you might get a call where you have to leave and go work, you know, and that's, so you're kind of always working. I just assume he's kind of always working, kind of always got those people coming at him and be like, okay, we got blah, 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 and blah, 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 what do you want us to do? And he's like, this, this, and this, and they're like, okay. And then the next person comes up, same thing, like all day long for hours and hours and hours. That's what I imagine. I don't know if it's really like that or not. But, so I did a deep dive on the El Nino thing. Let's see. So an El Nino occurs when sea surface temperatures in the Central Pacific are above average. And the natural climate pattern affects weather worldwide based on that. La Nina is when there's cooler than average ocean water in the region. And El Nino, according to the World Meteorological Organization, they're saying there's an 80% likelihood of an El Nino event starting this summer, which raises fears of additional heat, including water heat waves and long-term climate warming, which we're already kind of experiencing, obviously. So they're saying, basically, we got a pretty good chance for some big storms and some wild drought this summer.
Well, we're off to what they're saying could be a drought, but if we get that rain, that will take care of stuff.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We were just in flood territory. You know, we kind of went up and kissed the flood territory right at the top and then started coming back down. So, and now we're starting to get a little low. So if we do get all this rain at once, we should still be okay and kind of work that balance between flood and drought, which was it always like this? Does it seem like we were always just bouncing between flood and drought? Because it doesn't seem like it was, but maybe I was just a kid not paying attention.
Yeah, I think maybe as adults we pay more attention because I don't remember it either, but I mean, you look around, the grass is kind of brown again.
Yep.
I don't ever remember it being brown this early in the season.
Right.
Know? Summer, and it's brown like this? I don't know.
It is a little strange. It is a little strange. Let's see. What else they have? Well, speaking of drought, Florida is facing its worst drought in decades. And now they got wildfires down there, which I'm sure hurricane season will take care of that for them. But 99.3% of Florida is considered to be under some form of drought. The state has seen 2,124 wildfires since January. So if you're heading to Florida, guys, don't light a match. Holy cow. Again, you don't ever hear about wildfires in Florida, but they're obviously, it's going on. That's the kind of stuff that just doesn't make the news. Sort of like our war with Iran restarting, and no one's really reporting on that. Can't figure that one out either. Let's see what else. I saw a school district in Kentucky, the Breathitt County School District, just made a deal with Meta Platforms, which is, of course, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, They got 27 million out of Meta and some other social media companies over claims that they fueled a student mental health crisis. And instead of fighting it, Meta knows it's probably true, so they just paid it. Now, I don't know what exactly happened, or why. I'm very curious, so I might have to look into this one a little more. Maybe we'll get a little more on it later in the week. But, I mean, and again, $27 million to them isn't a real big deal, but to say that your school district was exposed to something by Meta that caused a student mental health crisis, and Meta's like, yeah, oh, here's $27 million. Sorry about that. That's incredible. Again, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to give a call down to Kentucky and see what we can find out, Sheriff.
Yeah, and, you know, I hate that. Sometimes it's cheaper just to pay these things instead of fighting them.
Oh, yeah, and most of them are readily, they're willing to do that just so it doesn't get in the media. You know, it doesn't go viral or whatever, and then they have a real problem. So $27 million, psh, write a check. Tell them to be quiet. You know, I guess. I don't know.
Ask Elon Musk for a little loan.
Yeah, okay, let's see what he's up to now. So again, I opened the story at 5:30 this morning. Since then, he has made $2.3 billion. Yeah, he's going to be to a trillion probably by the end of the week. So, yeah, we'll keep counting here. A bill is being fought in the U.S. Senate right now by a few senators. I think it's like 224 or something like that. And I'm sure we'll probably get into it with Jason Burmese on this when we go deep in the weeds with him at 9 a.m. this Friday, which that's going to be changing soon. We'll be doing about 15 minutes of that on Fridays, and then the rest of the podcast will actually be on our podcast network. Which we've been building on, and we got some new toys and bells and whistles for me to get everything loaded up now. So we got to get moving. But anyway, this bill in the U.S. Senate would fuse the U.S. and Israeli military as one unit, shared everything, shared intelligence, shared equipment, shared. I'm guessing we're probably picking up the tab, but why in the world would the U.S. military fuse with anyone? Why would we want to do that? That doesn't make any sense to me. And again, it just makes you wonder who's really got the keys to the car when it comes to, you know, who's in charge. Now, there is a lot of reports yesterday that President Trump was freaking out on Benjamin Netanyahu on the phone, saying some words I can't say on the air, basically asking him if he was crazy. Loud enough that, you know, a lot of people heard it and it was reported on. So it just makes you wonder what those guys are talking about, Sheriff, or what Netanyahu said to get that kind of a reaction from a guy who has pretty much backed him lock, step, and barrel, lock, stock, and barrel from the beginning of this thing, even though we're all like, why are we doing this? But yeah, they wanted to fuse our militaries together. And a lot of people are on board with this, which I just, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. That's... Another one, shake your head at, because we can't figure it out.
Yep, and we can't do anything to change it, really. I mean,
nope.
There is the power of the people. If enough people make enough noise, typically things change. But I think, you know, when 40% of our country admits to just being purposely checked out on things, which I totally understand. Mike even mentioned it yesterday, you know, how nice it was to not have watched any news for a week.
I would like that. On a lake with no news for a week.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, except for Mike's driving around in a Prius. I don't know if that's as right. Relaxing, but yeah. All right. We ready for some police stuff, Sheriff?
I'm ready.
Let's do her, buddy. What is this? Hold on. Let me check this out. Your police block. Oh, that's a recording. We don't need that on my page. Why is that on here? I'm here. We don't need that. I'm going to do some switching around, Sheriff. So anyway, your police blotter brought to you by Route 6 Yoga, located at 6816 34th Street, Moline, right across from the airport next to Sonny's Coffee. Current fitness classes include bar boot camp, functional fitness, stretch and strength, and high-intensity interval training. They've also got a great massage therapy studio right there. It's all together. You know, you got yoga, you got massage, you got coffee. You got a, that's a good time right there. Plus, yoga classes include prenatal yoga, women rising yoga, gentle yoga, chair yoga, regular yoga, vinyasa, and drills towards handstands. They got the hip-hop, Latin cardio dance, tai chi, and the Tiny Toes Ballet starter course. You can sign up on the website or find more information at Route6Yoga.com or on MindBody.com. Drop-ins are welcome. An 18-year-old kayaker was found dead after being struck by lightning while on a river in Florida that fed into the Gulf of Mexico. Struck by lightning, Sheriff.
Man, I didn't see that, but you know, Florida has a lot of lightning strikes.
Well, I think it's because of the humidity, right? Which causes the thunderstorms.
And it's Florida, and who knows what happens in Florida.
Right. It might be God just throwing lightning bolts down because Florida's, you know, bad. I don't know. No, I feel sorry for this kid. My thoughts and prayers out to his family. Yeah. I mean, you're just randomly out kayaking on a river and boom, and that's it. And who knows? I mean, it could have been the lightning strike that started the storm, you know, because typically you're not going to go boating into the lightning, but you just never know when stuff like that's going to pop up down there. But terrible, terrible deal. Have you dealt with any people getting struck by lightning?
No, I don't think I've ever had anything like that. Nope. Well,
that's good.
None that I could think. Yeah, I'm glad. But yeah, what a terrible tragedy for a family I have to deal with.
Yeah, 18. That's way too young. Oh my goodness. That's just crazy. I saw in, what else did I see for this? Oh, they had the state of Oregon retired their very first Fish and Wildlife Conservation canine named Buck. He was the very first dog in their program and started back in 2018, and they had a retirement ceremony for him. And so then I was wondering, do you guys do stuff like that for the canines here?
We haven't. No, they had a little deal when one passed away. I know he's remains are buried up at the sheriff's office right outside years ago when Mike Boucher had a canine. But yeah, we need to do that. Have, you know, puppy chow or something for them for a snack when they retire.
Yeah. I think that's a formidable little memorial there, right?
Yeah, I think we need to start doing that. We got two out on the road now and we'll be there for a while, but yeah. I don't think they'll retire before I'm done, but I'm going to make sure we pass that on.
Heck yeah. I just saw kind of a neat thing. Obviously, some of those canines get involved in things and help officers with things that are pretty incredible. And deserve a little, you know, tip of the cap. So, pretty neat stuff. Are we ready for good news, Sheriff?
I'm ready.
All right. Good news brought to you by Gino's Country Corner, an adorable gift shop in the middle of an ever-growing Alice Chalmers Tractor Museum. It's farm decor, hat, shirts, baby items, jewelry, soaps, candles, hand soaps, cards, one-of-a-kind stuff, Brockman, Timber, Syrup, Bogies, Mustard, Monster, Lady items, kitchen items, cutting boards, koozies, lotions, popcorn, and of course, LW Cattle Company beef and pork. It's good. Oh, best bacon in the world, best beef in the world, right there with LW Cattle Company. Gino's open Thursday and Friday, noon to 4. Saturdays, 9 to noon. Take a ride out to Cattle Country, just a few minutes off I-80. It's 7900 270th Street and 80th Avenue North. I was fortunate enough to get over there last Friday and grab not only bacon, but plenty of beef sticks. My life is back to more normal now because I have my snack sticks that I like. And, you know, because I eat weird during the day. I don't even start eating. I have a banana, or if Mike's here, usually we'll get some breakfast. But, yeah, it's the beef sticks are a game changer in my life for me, for sure. In Tennessee, Dolly Parton's still doing good. Now, she's been battling some health problems. Please keep Dolly in your thoughts and prayers. You know, her husband died of 50 some years, and I think she's just kind of having a tough time, but she's still doing good stuff. She is launching a one-of-a-kind travel stop featuring food, merchandise, and coffee from Dolly's Cup of Ambition. The Tennessean travel stop is set to open later this month in Cornersville, Tennessee, and will certainly be all things Dolly. If we happen to go through there later this year when we go on vacation, I will definitely stop by. God bless Dolly Parton. What an amazing story. And then this is very interesting. In Massachusetts, an elementary school third grade class went to the Massachusetts State House to make their case for why asparagus should be the state's official vegetable. The students have spent The students have spent the last year advocating for legislation that would designate asparagus the official vegetable of the state. How do you not like somebody sticking up for asparagus, Sheriff? I mean, that's just great stuff.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to our quote of the day brought to you by Rise Up right here in Erie, Route 2, 613 12th Street. Check them out on Facebook at RiseUpCoffeeLLC.com. Or you can even call ahead for your drinks and food, 309-515-1115. I think the Blonde Bomber and I, well, we got people, we got guys coming in to the house to do some stuff today. And we got the message last night, 12 to 2, which is better than 12 to 4 or 1 to 5. But I'm like, geez, Louise, talk about let's blow up the middle of the day. And here we are. But anyway, I'm thinking me and the Blonde Bomber might run to Rise Up for some lunch today because I'd really have another go on that chicken salad, that Michigan family recipe stuff. Oh, it is so good. I want her to try it, and then I'm thinking we need to get one for my wife and maybe run it over for her for lunch or at least have it at home when she gets home because she was pretty jealous that I got to try it and she didn't. And you know how that goes, Sheriff. But hey, Rise Up's got all kinds of great stuff. Any kind of amazing, fancy coffee stuff you want, regular coffee. The country style latte is definitely become one of my favorites, mostly because I love the country style ice cream, which they also have. Yeah. And they got a drive up window. They got it going on. Stop by breakfast bagel sandwiches, paninis, muffins, harvest cinnamon rolls, oatmeals, energy drinks. It's just all over the place. And of course, the aforementioned amazing Battle Creek, Michigan chicken salad. I highly recommend it. And again, good people over there, family business, raising a big family, just great folks. Go see them at Rise Up. All right, I got some quotes from Elon Musk today since he's just so dang rich. Let's see. Well, he's quoted on how he got started. My proceeds from the PayPal acquisition were $180 million. I put $100 million in SpaceX, $70 million in Tesla, and $10 million in SolarCity. I had to borrow money for rent. Let's see. You should take the approach that you're wrong. Your goal is to be less wrong. You get paid in direct proportion to the difficulty of problems you solve. When something is important enough, you do it even if the odds are not in your favor. Is it possible for ordinary people to choose to be extraordinary? No, I don't ever give up. I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated. Constantly seek criticism. A well-thought-out critique of whatever you're doing is as valuable as gold. And if you need inspiration, don't do it. Some great stuff. I mean, he's weird as all get out, let's face it. But he's a different kind of person that's doing some different kind of things here on Earth. Maybe he is a like half robot already, Sheriff. Who knows?
Right. He might be.
All right, let's get to Give Me a Number brought to you by the Electric Doctor, the 24-hour electrician based in Davenport. Call the Electric Doctor, 563-823-4188, or find more information at electricdoctor.com. And don't forget, you get a free 7-year extended warranty and a free Ecobee Wi-Fi thermostat with all new generators installed now through the end of this month. All right, we go into door number 1, 2, or 3 today, Sheriff?
Number 1.
All right, door number 2, the odds of being struck by lightning on any given day are 1 to 1.2 million. The odds of being struck by lightning in your lifetime are just 1 in 15,200. We talked about that recently. With those numbers in mind, how many people have reportedly died by lightning strikes so far this year in the U.S.?
4.
2. Including this young man that just tragically passed in Florida. So, you're close, Sheriff. It's just a handful, which is good news, right?
Absolutely.
Door number 3, Elon Musk is the richest man ever in modern history, at the very least, maybe the richest man ever. We don't know. But I opened the story. They have a Musk-o-meter in this story in the Wall Street Journal right now. I opened it up around 5:30 this morning. Sheriff, how much money has Elon Musk made since 5:30 this morning?
$1.2 million.
No, remember we were in billions earlier. I'm going to give you another guess.
$2.6 billion.
You're close. He's almost to $3 billion already. $2.9 billion. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's incredible.
It's wild. And that's not even, I mean, this is just like interest in, you know, what he's got going on. That's not like, oh, hey, our stock just went up. You know, and then, oh, okay, well, I just made another $12 billion in the last 10 seconds. Like, and for him, I'm sure he just doesn't even think about it or worry about it or even, you know, it's kind of not what's on his mind. If he's got enough money for dinner, is definitely not something he's worried about. So anyway, let's get to door number one. In what century was the first El Nino weather pattern recognized and recorded? What century? What do you think, Sheriff? 1900s? Or 19th century. So 1800s? 1800s? Well, you're close. It's actually the 1600s. Because that's when everybody was, that was like 100 years after Columbus, and that's when everybody was really out running around all over the world in ships. And that's when they first figured out the warm water. There is a specific, like if you want to go down the rabbit hole, there's like specific accounts and like, hey, this warm water, and then we ran into all these storms, that kind of thing. But I wasn't trying to get too deep on it. Anyway, you got a joke for us today.
What kind of key opens a banana?
What kind of key opens a banana? I don't know where you get some of this stuff. If Duck gave you this one, I'm gonna punch him right in the gut. A peeling stick or I don't know. That's a crazy question.
It is. Monkey.
Oh, a monkey. What? Where was I on that one? Come on, man. Good gravy. Maybe tomorrow, sure.
I don't know where I come up with these. It's 5 years plus ever we've been doing it, and we just got to keep finding jokes. So anyway, I get jokes, I find them and even use AI a little.
I figured you had just bought like a several giant containers of Laffy Taffy, you know, and then every day you just open one up, eat it, and then look at the joke and there you go.
It's hard finding a new joke all the time.
I get it. I believe it. Especially when you just kind of do it on the fly. I mean, me putting the show together is my whole job. So it's a little different deal. Well, hopefully you're not doing that on county time, Sheriff, coming up with jokes now. Come on.
Well, you know, I'm always on call. And so, yeah, I'll say I am.
Yeah, 24/7, man.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, it's going to be a great day. Nice and warm again. Sun shining. And sorry in the middle of the week.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Enjoy, everybody. Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, you have yourself a great day, buddy. And we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thanks for keeping us safe out there. And you stay safe. And, well, have a good day.
All right. We'll see you, AD.
See you, buddy. Thanks, Sheriff. There he goes. Whiteside County Sheriff John F. Booker. Let's get over to sports. Brought to you by Bushy's Bar and Grill. Oh, it's fabulous. It's delicious. And they got everything you can possibly imagine in terms of good food. Well, let's start with maybe fresh-made calzones. How about pizzas from heaven? 815-778-1007. How about great Italian food? I don't know why. It just is. It's so good. Mastacholi's amazing. The taco pasta's really good. It's just all